Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're zeroing in on a skill that's rapidly becoming indispensable, especially for you product designers navigating the world of AI.
Mm-hmm.
Mastering the art of prompting. We've got a fascinating resource here. It's described as a living knowledge base for exactly this.
Right.
Think of this as your express lane, sort of to getting powerful AI results without, you know, getting bogged down in endless trial and error.
Exactly. And we're going to unpack the fundamental principles behind crafting effective prompts.
Okay.
Whether you're seeking insightful design critiques, maybe generating efficient code, or even sketching out initial prototypes.
Yeah.
The ability to communicate precisely with these AI tools is, well, it's a true game changer.
It really is.
Our goal today is to extract the core wisdom from this knowledge base and give you actionable insights you can start using right away.
Okay, let's dive in then. Our source material kicks off with a super practical TLDR prompting checklist, which honestly strikes me as a brilliant entry point.
Yeah, it's really helpful.
It distills effective prompting into five key elements. The first one is context. Now, we all know context is important generally, but why is it so critical when we're talking to an AI?
Well, it's fascinating because much like when you're collaborating with another human, right? An AI needs to build a kind of mental model of your project and your goals.
Right.
Providing rich context lets it understand the why behind your request. Think of context as the AI's background briefing. The more detailed that briefing, the more aligned its output will be with what you actually want.
Defense.
For instance, the example given in the source. I'm building a budgeting app focused on Gen Z users who love TikTok-like UI.
Right. That single sentence immediately paints a picture for the AI.
Totally.
It instantly suggests, like, a certain informality, maybe.
Yeah.
A need for a visually dynamic interface.
Engaging, yeah. Aware of current social media patterns.
Exactly. That's a much, much better starting point than just saying, design a budgeting app.
Definitely.
Okay, the second point on the checklist. Task objective. This might seem obvious, but why is pinpoint accuracy needed here?
If you think about how AI processes information, clarity just removes ambiguity. It's crucial.
Okay.
The AI needs to know precisely what you want it to do. Are you asking it to write code, brainstorm names, evaluate a user journey, something else?
Right. Be specific.
The more specific you are about the action, the less room there is for it to guess wrong, basically.
Right.
Which leads to more focused, relevant results.
Gotcha.
The example, generate a component in React to display upcoming subscription renewals. That's a prime example of that clarity. Very direct.
That makes perfect sense.
Okay.
The next step is instructions constraint.
Yeah.
This feels like where we move beyond just asking and start actively, you know, shaping the output.
Yes, exactly.
What kinds of specific details should we be thinking about here?
This touches on an important aspect of prompting, the level of control you actually exert over the AI's process. Instructions and constraints are where you define the specific rules, the preferences, the functionalities you need.
Right.
And this can cover a whole range of details, specifying necessary data fields, the underlying logic, outlining UX behaviors.
Wow.
The tech stack you're using, even specific APIs or libraries you want it to use, or maybe ones to avoid.
Our resource gives a really good example here. Use Tailwind CSS, pull brand icons via Clearbit, include a dark mode toggle.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You can immediately see how those instructions act like guardrails, right?
Yeah.
Directing the AI towards something much more tailored and usable.
Absolutely. It narrows the focus significantly.
Then we have examples. Highlighted as optional, but incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
What makes providing examples so effective?
What makes examples so potent is, well, their ability to ground the AI's response in concrete terms, both for style and for the expected format.
Okay.
By showing the AI actual instances of what you're looking for, or maybe just as importantly, what you don't want.
Right. Good point.
You know, you give it a clear, unambiguous reference point. The Spotify renewal example in the source is perfect for this.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Contrasting the clear, concise version with all the info against the vague one, it just immediately shows the value of clear examples.
Exactly. The good example is instantly clear. The poor one leaves you, like, guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the final element in the checklist is output format. This might seem purely logistical, but why is it specifically called out?
Well, this directly addresses the practicality, the usability of the AI's response. How are you actually going to use what it gives you?
Oh, okay.
By specifying how you want the output structured, whether that's easy to read markdown, a clean code block, structured JSON, or just bullet points.
Yeah.
You make the AI's work much more immediately useful in your workflow.
Yeah, makes sense.
The example, output a TypeScript file with a subscription card component only, that's super valuable for developers who need specific code.
Definitely. Our resource also includes a helpful little bonus section on naming conventions used in prompting. Useful if you're switching between different AI tools, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It points out that while the labels might differ, you know, you might see problem instead of task or demos instead of examples, the fundamental principles we've just covered, they stay consistent across platforms.
So it still boils down to context, objective, instructions, examples, and output format.
Precisely. And this leads us naturally to the vital stage of prompt refinement and iteration. Because let's be honest, it's pretty rare to nail the perfect output on the very first try.
Tell me about it. So what's the secret to effectively refining our prompts then?
The key really is to approach prompting like an interactive dialogue, a conversation.
Yep.
Don't hesitate to ask follow-up questions or to rephrase your initial request in a different way. Our source even quotes Albert Einstein, reminding us that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Huh, good one. So true for prompting.
Absolutely. If the AI isn't giving you what you need, you have to be willing to try different approaches. Experiment.
Okay, so what are some concrete tactics we can use? How do we steer the AI better during refinement?
Well, there are several effective strategies. Try rephrasing your original question, maybe from a slightly different angle.
Okay.
Instead of immediately dictating a specific solution, sometimes it helps to just articulate the underlying problem you're trying to solve.
Ah, unless you need a specific method, right?
Exactly. Unless there's a specific tool or method required. Another crucial thing is to eliminate any vague language. Be really precise.
Yeah.
The example they give about moving from like update the image on the thing that switches the dark mode.
Yeah, that was pretty unclear.
To the very specific request about the toggle theme component and the feather icon's moon icon. That just perfectly shows the power of precision.
That's a night and day difference in clarity.
Yeah.
What other refinement techniques should we keep in mind?
Well, sometimes, believe it or not, just starting a completely new chat can be surprisingly effective.
Really? Why is that?
If the AI seems kind of stuck on a particular idea from earlier in the conversation, a fresh start can reset things.
Interesting. Okay.
Also, if you have access to different AI models, it's worth experimenting. They can have different strengths.
Good tip.
Providing more granular context or maybe just more relevant examples can also significantly guide the AI.
Right. More input.
And definitely don't underestimate the value of visuals adding screenshots, especially for design tasks.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Now that we've covered the basics and refinement, our resource gets into some extra prompting tips and tricks. This sounds like where we level up.
Yeah, this is some good stuff. One of the most impactful tips is to really try and speak the language of the AI within your project's context.
Meaning?
So if you're working with code, consistently use the exact names of your components, your files, like homepage.tsx or whatever it is.
Got it. Be precise with names.
And use the formatting single backticks for short code bits or file names, triple backticks for bigger code blocks or whole files. Maintaining consistent naming conventions, you know, camel case, kebab case, whatever you use in your project, that also really helps the AI understand the structure.
Right. Consistency helps it learn your patterns.
And don't forget, using things like markdown headers and block quotes, they help delineate sections and emphasize key info in your prompts. Hierarchy matters.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
it's like creating a shared vocabulary, a shared understanding with the AI.
Exactly.
What about leveraging visual and structural context? How can we effectively bring that into our prompts?
Ah, this is where it gets particularly interesting and really powerful, especially for you designers.
Okay.
You can dramatically improve the quality of AI feedback and generation just by providing visual cues. Uploading UI screenshots lets the AI see the elements you're talking about.
Right, instead of just describing them.
Yeah. The resource even mentions the handy Mac shortcut for grabbing a quick screenshot and pasting it right in.
Oh, nice.
And beyond just static images, think about including sketches, maybe initial drafts, your project's folder structure.
The folder structure. Really?
Yeah, or even screenshots of your component tree. It gives the AI a more holistic view of the project's architecture and kind of your design thinking.
So it's not just text anymore. We can bring in visuals, structure. That sounds incredibly useful.
It really is.
What about prompt formatting best practices? Are there specific ways we should structure the written parts to make them even more effective?
Absolutely. Using Markdown to structure your prompts can make a huge difference in how well the AI parses and understands them.
How so?
Think about using headings like hashtag feature, dark mode toggle, then maybe hashtag tag context and hashtag tag instructions. Clearly separate the parts.
Are we using headers for structure?
Right. Remember, hashtag heading is like an H1 tag in HTML. That hierarchical structure helps the AI understand the relative importance and organization of the info.
Got it.
Separating distinct blocks of content with visual dividers like the three hyphens or just clear heading can really boost comprehension. And if you're referencing specific files, providing those file paths using Markdown formatting is super helpful for the AI to locate and understand the relevant code or design elements.
It really drives home that idea of making it as easy as possible for the AI to get our intent through clear, structured communication.
Exactly. Clear structure equals better understanding.
Now, the resource also offers some expert prototyping tips. Obviously a key area for product designers.
Mm-hmm.
What are some top strategies here?
Yeah, for prototyping, visual info becomes even more critical. Uploading screenshots of your wireframes or hi-fi prototypes.
From Figma or?
Yeah, from tools like Figma or even just inspirational examples from Dribbble or wherever. It gives the AI a concrete visual starting point.
Okay.
And crucially, make sure you reference those uploaded images by their specific file names in your prompt text.
Ah, so it knows which image you're talking about.
Exactly. Also, pasting your existing project's folder and file structure. That gives essential context about where new components should logically fit.
Right. The structural context again.
You can even directly reference specific UI elements by their unique IDs, if they have them, or by the names of existing components and files.
Okay, getting really specific.
And here's a really valuable pro tip. Always add the file name as a comment when you're referencing code in your prompt.
How do you mean?
Like, just put index.tsx right before a block of code. That way, the AI knows precisely which file you're talking about, or maybe where a new code suggestion should go.
Ah, that level of detail sounds like it would dramatically improve accuracy for prototyping tasks. Makes total sense.
It really does cut down on confusion.
Now, our source briefly touches upon understanding underlying concepts, specifically mentioning packages and libraries. Why is understanding these helpful for prompting?
Well, what's insightful here is that when you get that many common programming challenges already have pre-built solutions, these packages and libraries, like on npmjs.com.
Right, reusable code.
You can specifically instruct the AI to use those existing tools.
Ah, so instead of having it reinvent the wheel.
Exactly. It can lead to significant time savings and much more efficient solutions because the AI isn't starting from scratch for common stuff.
That's a really smart approach. Guide the AI towards leveraging existing efficient solutions. Okay, our resource then moves into real-world application with a use case library and specific guidance for prototyping tools. Let's start with the use case table. What's the key takeaway there?
The use case table basically offers concrete, practical examples of how AI has been used successfully in real product design scenarios.
Okay.
The example of using ChatGPT-2 for design critique for UI drafts is a great illustration.
What was the learning there?
The key insight was that while the AI could give valuable feedback just from text, adding visual input significantly enhanced the accuracy and depth of its critiques, which makes sense for UI.
Totally.
And the table also actively encourages you, the listener, to contribute your own experiences. It's meant to be this dynamic, evolving knowledge base.
Nice, a collaborative element. And what about the section on best practices for V0 or other prototyping tools? It includes a very detailed prompt template for a subscription tracker web app. What can we learn from looking at that template?
Yeah, that prompt template is an excellent demonstration of putting all these principles together in a really comprehensive way.
How so?
It meticulously structures the request into clear sections: task, context, features and instructions, tech stack, output format, even extras like using open source packages.
Very organized.
And under features and instructions, you can see the level of detail, the granularity provided for each bit, specifying exact fields for adding a subscription, suggesting specific libraries for the calendar view, outlining logic for an orbit visualization.
Wow, okay.
It even covers things like multi-currency support, fetching logos, dark mode, data storage options. It's really thorough.
It is incredibly thorough. It really underlines the importance of thinking through all the different aspects of your project before you even start writing the prompt.
Absolutely. Planning the prompt is half the battle.
And the template explicitly lists a suggested tech stack and clearly defines the desired output format, hitting those key principles again.
Mm-hmm.
And the extra section encourages using relevant open source packages.
Exactly. Following a detailed template like that just significantly boosts the chances of getting highly targeted, immediately useful results from the AI.
Makes sense.
And finally, the resource provides a nice curated list of commonly used open source APIs for prototyping.
Oh, handy.
Yeah, categorized by use case, like APIs for images, fake user data, charts, weather data, stuff like that.
So practical tools you can suggest the AI use.
Precisely. It's a valuable resource in itself, offering concrete tools you can weave into your prototyping prompts.
This has been a really enlightening deep dive into AI prompting for product designers. It's clear this is way more than just asking simple questions. It's a strategic skill, and it's definitely evolving.
Absolutely. Mastering prompting is, yeah, it's a continuous learning process, but the fundamental principles and best practices we've walked through today, they provide a very robust foundation.
Right.
The more detailed, well-structured, and context-rich your prompts are, the better and more relevant the AI's outputs will be, which, you know, ultimately saves you time and boosts your creative work.
So the key takeaway seems to be really approach prompting as a collaboration, a partnership with the AI.
I think that's exactly right.
The more thoughtful and specific we are, context, clarity, instructions, the more valuable the AI's contributions become.
Which leads us to maybe a final thought for you to consider.
Okay.
As these prompting techniques continue to advance, get more sophisticated, how might this fundamentally reshape the traditional roles and responsibilities of designers and maybe developers too in the years ahead?
That's a fascinating question to ponder. Definitely something to think about as we all keep experimenting with these tools.